We have had a very exciting week at our house. Abby and Tierra came to live with us on Tuesday evening, and we're very, very thankful for them, very happy to have them. And I can't tell you how nice it was to be, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving today, so I'm going to get started early here. I can't tell you how nice it was to be able to explain to them that we would be going to church, and that at church they would be welcomed and loved, and there would be people there that want to get to know them and get to share with them. I've been places, we've all been places where that hasn't been the case. And this experience again and being here this morning and seeing that reminds me of when we first came here about 11 years ago and how good this church family is. You know, I thought this morning when I sat down, I thought, the first Sunday here with them, they're not even going to sit with us. I thought, what's next? Is Austin going to be sitting back with Becky Pullen? You know, they're big buddies. But that is just a further testimony of how this family makes people feel. And the fact that they're back there with the Gills and already made friends with so many people, I'm just so thankful for that. So thank you. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is He that made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. What's coming up this week? Jeremiah, could you turn me down just a little bit, please? What's coming up this week? Thanksgiving. That's exactly right. A big holiday in our nation. And Psalm 100 that I just read is to me one of the most beautiful passages of Scripture, but especially when you think about the topic of Thanksgiving and what it means to be thankful. So we have to ask ourselves this question this morning. Ask yourself this question. Are you thankful? We are a nation that is truly blessed by God. Yeah, we have problems. Yeah, we have big struggles. But we are blessed by God just to be here today. We want to be thankful for that. It's easy maybe to think about Thanksgiving this week when our country is focused on it. But are we routinely thankful for all the blessings God gives us? Are we thankful throughout the year for His blessings? You know, it's easy sometimes to be thankful when things are going good. That's easy. But what about in those tough situations? What about in those hard situations in life? You know, the reality is, sometimes we have to look pretty deep. But you know what? Those blessings are still there. And those reasons to be thankful to God are still there, no matter what we go through. I read this somewhere. I'm thankful for taxes because it means I'm employed. I'm thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug because it means I have enough to eat. I'm thankful for a lawn that needs mowing, windows that need washing, and gutters that need cleaning because it means I have a home. I'm thankful for my huge heating bill because it means I'm warm. And I'm thankful for the massive piles of laundry. We're learning what that's like at our house. Because it means I have loved ones around. We have every reason to be thankful in all circumstances. But sometimes we grumble. Anybody in here ever grumble? I grumble. Now that the construction has moved from the Hurricane exit to the Taze Valley exit, it doesn't affect my commute too much. I grumble a little bit less. But when we were Milton to the Hurricane, that was tough. We grumble about things in life. In a certain area of Mexico, there is a hot spring and a cold spring side by side. And because of this convenience, many of the people that live in this Mexican village bring their laundry to these springs, and they boil their clothes in the hot spring, and they rinse them off in the cold spring, which is pretty neat. Well, there was a tourist from America who was down there, and he was with his guide, and the guide took him to this phenomenon. He showed him what these springs were doing. And the man saw the villagers doing their laundry, and he said to the guide, he said, "Sir, I bet these people are thankful to God for being so generous in supplying cold and hot water side by side." And the Mexican guide said, "No, senor. There is much grumbling because he provides no soap. Aren't we a little bit like that, though, sometimes? God gives us so many reasons to be thankful. But many times, instead of focusing on our blessings, we focus on the fact that maybe in a certain situation, he didn't provide the soap. Maybe he didn't provide the things that we were looking for. But even in those situations, we know he's working things out for our good. And we know we can be thankful. Our lists for Thanksgiving won't be the same. We'll all have different things on our lists. In our nation, we're blessed with stuff, aren't we? I would say we're blessed here in this nation with more stuff than any other place on this planet. But you know what? True Thanksgiving isn't found in our stuff. True Thanksgiving isn't even found in life's circumstances. True Thanksgiving is found in our God and who He is and what He's done for us. And while everyone's lists are different, we'll all have the things on there like our families. We're thankful for our families. We're thankful for our health and our jobs. But the most important things for which we can be thankful, God's mercy and grace. Amen. Because of Jesus Christ, because of what happened on that cross for us, we can live in a constant state of thanksgiving. But do we? Do I? Do you? Well, today we're going to hear from some of our brothers and one sister about their lists of thanksgiving. We do this every once in a while. We call it a time to share. And there's some people who've been willing to come and talk to you today. And so we're going to hear from them. And first up this morning is Darren Chapman. Come on up, Darren.
Good morning. When Matt had asked me to do this, of course I told him yes without really thinking about how I was going to go about it. So I thought, well, starting the very next day, I would really pay attention to all things I'm thankful for. So next morning I woke up and I thought, well, God's let me wake up another day to serve Him. We'll get started. But I woke up in a warm bed. Well, right off the bat, I thought, you know, there's lots of people out there that don't have a warm bed. They don't have running water. They don't have kids asleep that they get to take to school. They don't have a job to go to. They don't have anything. So when I got to work, as I was passing the potter's can, I took my change out of my pocket, stuck it in the can by our little cashier window, and I thought, well, there's some folks that really don't have anything. That's something I'm thankful for. At least the church is looking out for those in need. That's a very good cause. Matter of fact, those cans are due back this week. So after that, the following day was Tuesday. Ed has the meeting with the loved ones group back here on Tuesday night. I couldn't come because we've had some changes at work, and the girls are doing their fall sports. But that was on my mind all day. What a blessing it's been to me to be involved with Ed and the loved ones group, trying to help those folks who have nowhere to go. They have no hope. So that's a very good thing. Anytime any one of you think you aren't truly blessed, you ought to come on Tuesday night. It really wake you up. So the following weekend, we went to D.C., took the girls, you know, my oldest daughter Haley, for a couple of days with one of her friends from school, just to go around and see all the sites in D.C. And every time that one of the folks that was living on the street would ask me, you know, do you have some change? Do you have a dollar? Do you have whatever? I'd always say, sure, kind of like it was an opportunity to hand out some change. Well, after a couple of days there, the other dad that was with us, I gave, you know, a dollar or whatever to the guy, and I turned to him and I said, hey, look, by the way, and he said, judge not. Thank you.
didn't know if I was going to be here this morning. I told Matt I'd try my best to get back, so thankfully I did. I love this time of year when I look forward to it. A few things I look forward to. I'm thankful it's deer season. I'm thankful it's cold. I'm not a big fan of the heat. Work on the farm slows down a little bit. We're usually running as hard as we can go in the summertime, so it's able to kind of step back and get some rest from that. A little deeper level, I enjoy this season because of what it represents. I think Thanksgiving is a really good time to intensify the climax into the Christmas season and the focus that it brings during that time, which is the birth of Jesus. So I'm thankful that we can kind of begin to center our minds, center our hearts on what we are thankful for. I believe it's fitting that we celebrate Thanksgiving first. In Ephesians 5:20, Paul's talking to Ephesus and the Gentiles there. He says, give thanks always. Give thanks for everything. So every day we wake up, we thank him. We thank him for what we have. We thank him for our health. We thank him for our families. But just to kind of specify a little bit what I'm thankful for, I was sitting there this morning having a cup of coffee thinking about all those. And my childhood, a lot of people don't get to grow up in the mission field. I was fortunate enough to be able to do that with my parents in Brazil. And so seeing the life that they lived, the faith that they lived out, and the way God took care of us in Brazil was a good foundation for me and kind of set me up as I went on into my life about what he can do in someone's life, what he can do in your life, and what he can do in the person who's never heard the gospel and the life that they've lived up to that point, and you see that change. And so I'm thankful that I was able to see that at such a young age. A lot of people don't get that opportunity. Leading up into my college years, growing up where I grew up out in Lincoln County, didn't see a whole lot during my teenage years, but I was fortunate enough, and I'm thankful that I got the opportunity to attend Harding University, which is a Christian university in Arkansas. The men and women that he put in my life there, I'm thankful that he allowed me to appreciate that. Sometimes we take that for granted, but I truly believe, and I say this because it was a God thing, I'm thankful for the people that he put in my life when I was at Harding, because I know that I would not be standing where I am in the situation that I am in life if it wasn't for those people. There were times that I couldn't get through classes, or I thought it was hopeless. Organic chemistry, general chemistry, physics, biochemistry. And I thought, this is it. You know, I just need to move back to the farm and focus on that. But the people that he put in my life who encouraged me and who helped me, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. My wife, who I met when I moved back from Iowa, where I went to chiropractic school. I tell everybody I went to the largest Christian university in the world and had to move back to West Virginia to meet my wife. So it was meant to be, for sure. But I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful that she holds me accountable. I'm thankful that she calms me down when I'm fired up, even though sometimes she's the reason I'm fired up. She encourages me when I doubt myself, and she's the mother of our three beautiful children. Although mean as rattlesnakes, we love them, and we're thankful for their health, and we're thankful for who they are, and the questions, and how intrigued they are, and sometimes how impatient we get when they ask so many questions, but I'm thankful that they do. And lastly, To keep it simple, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. I'm thankful for our God. For his sacrifice, I'm thankful for his grace and mercy and his intimate love for us. Thanks.
First and foremost, I'm thankful for God for guiding us through this life. Even when we make the decisions that are contrary to his will. Working in an industry that I do, one thing that remains constant is change. That keeps me and my wife moving. When we're going to new locations, we always ask God to guide us, and where he wants us to go. We're always comforted in knowing that he is taking care of us. I know I've shared this a couple times, but I know some of you haven't heard it. About 2 years ago, I was working for a company, and the leadership that we had there, the gas company wasn't real happy with how they were running things. And so they came in and they told our leader that he was, that he was to step down. And at that time, they were keeping all of us, but they were going to ask him to leave. And one of the other guys that was working with us, he came in and he said some things to the gas company representative there that he didn't care for, so he asked us all to leave. And of course, I called my wife immediately. That was the first time that we'd been through anything like that. And they told us to pack up everything and to leave. And of course, we had, all our desks were full with paperwork and everything. And our leadership, he was telling us, he's like, just get out of here. Don't leave them anything, pack up everything and leave. And, of course, coming from a Christian background, I knew that was wrong. And so I called my wife, and I told her what was going on. And I told her I'd be home in a little bit. And so I got in the truck and was driving down the road, and I just asked God, I said, I'm not sure what your purpose is here, but I pray that you'll guide me of where you want me and my wife to go. And I don't know if anybody's ever done that before, but you can feel the weight lifted off your shoulders. And so, kind of make a long story short, I went home. The next day I had to go back up there and get some more stuff that was there. And by that time, the new leadership had came in, So me and my buddy were there picking up some stuff that he had, and they asked us, they're like, or they told us, y'all don't leave, y'all stay, and there are going to be some of y'all that come back. So, make a long story short, we were saying goodbye to everybody, not knowing if we were coming back. So went back to the camper, and Talitha had fixed us a sandwich. And we were blessing the food, and of course that was part of my prayer, was that God would answer it, because we didn't want to go. I mean, we wanted to stay there, so that was part of our, not knowing whether he wanted us to stay or go, but that was my prayer that he would let us stay. And whenever I'd said amen, the phone rang, and it was them calling asking if I would come back. So, it's just very powerful knowing that prayer is something that we can lean on a day-to-day basis. I also want to thank my wife. Without her,
Sorry, guys. I drag her all over this world, and she never asked for anything. I keep her away from her family for months, and she never even questions it. She just follows me. I'm thankful for having parents that understand why we do what we do. Although my dad, he's not happy when I leave. I'm thankful for God allowing us to be able to travel, to meet people like y'all that make us feel welcome. That we otherwise wouldn't be able to meet until we got to heaven. I'm thankful for all the churches that we've attended through our travels that make us feel welcome when we walk through the door. We want to thank this church very much for making us feel welcome. Thank you.
Kind of wondering why Matt asked me to speak. I'm only 16 years. Been going here my whole life, though. I could give some really generic answers of what I'm thankful for, but I have a lot. If you look around, you can give generic answers. You're thankful for your family, for your food, your clothes, your electronics. Generic. Thanks. But I want you to think of some of the words that I'm saying and think if they can respond with what you're thankful for. God, family, friends, kindness and forgiveness, understanding, freedom and opportunity, for the church family, for yesterday, today, and for tomorrow when it comes. That is a couple of the things that I thank God for every day and that I am very thankful for. I have a lot of things to be thankful for. A normal 16-year-old would probably come up here and be thankful for, yes, their family, their friends, and their everyday life. But I grew up in this church with a lot more than normal people get to be thankful for. I have a lot of people who love me, and I have a lot going for me. I can be thankful for all the opportunities that I do have, and I can be very thankful for all the love and support that I get from not only my family, but from my church family, from Matt and Felindy, and from Brian, and everybody here at the church, even Irma. She gives me a lot of support and helps me realize, yeah, I'm pretty awesome. I've got a lot going for me. I was actually on the bus when Matt texted me and asked me, hey, would you be okay with speaking at church? And I've been wanting to speak at church for a while because I don't normally get to do this. So I am very thankful for that. I'm thankful that he thought of me to text and ask to speak. And I'm starting to question why he did ask me to speak. I mean, I'm the youngest one that's speaking, the only female, and I'm sure a lot of you all have plenty more things to be thankful for than I do. But I'm also very thankful that he did think of me when he was thinking who he could ask to speak up here. I am thankful for everything this church has done for me, and you all have done a lot. I am thankful for everything that my family has done for me, and you all have done a lot, and I don't say it enough. But thank you. Thank you to all of you. That is all.
Pretty powerful morning, isn't it? Amen. Amen. You know, I appreciate you guys sharing so much this morning, and it is so good to hear from our brothers and sisters about the things in our lives that we have to be thankful for. You know, Darren reminding us that we can be thankful for the everyday things that we take for granted so much, like waking up in a warm bed and having a job and all those opportunities that so many people don't have. And Gabe, one thing you said that stuck with me was the people that brought you where you are today. And no matter where you are in life, no matter what you've done, what you've accomplished, what you know, no one is where they are by themselves. We've all had help to get where we are, from other people, from God, from our Lord and Savior, and we can be thankful about that. So this week, as you think about your list of Thanksgiving, think of all the people in your life that helped you get to the place where you are today, and thank God for those people. PJ, thankful for prayer. Boy, that's a big one. That is a big one. And PJ, we're thankful for you and Talitha, and we got to figure out some way of getting you to stay here. I don't know if we're going to have to build another pipeline or what, but we're going to have to figure out something. But we are blessed that you came our way, and thank you for that. And Rachel, I think probably you're the only one here who doesn't understand why I asked you to speak. You did a fantastic job, and we can learn so much from our younger people. Never forget that. They can teach us so much, all ages. And I'm so proud of you. Good job. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Are we a thankful people? Are you a thankful person? Make your list this week. Just spend some time jotting it down. Meditate on that. Praise God for that. Thank him for that. If you're facing hardships this Thanksgiving, look deeper, because your reasons to be thankful are still there. That is a promise from God. And remember that God loves you, and he has given you the life you have. Have you ever thought about that? Your life is unique to you. God chose you for your life. Celebrate that. Praise him for that. And be thankful for that, even in your challenges, because he chose you for your life. If you're here this morning, and you've never put Jesus Christ on in baptism to become a Christian, you can leave here today with the greatest reason to be thankful that there is. And that is an eternal life. If you want to come to Jesus and confess him as Lord and Savior and be buried in the waters of baptism after repenting of your sins, you can come up out of that water fresh, washed, and brand new with an eternal life that you can celebrate. If there's anyone here this morning who has any need, we want you to come now as we stand and sing.